listening to Can I Get a Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the views of WAPN and WATB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in.
So, welcome to Can I Get a Witness? Thanks for being with us. We're excited to have you, and God bless you all for being here.
Yeah, we're so excited, man. This has been such an awesome, crazy roller coaster of an adventure, but it's been so well worth it. Like, we know for a fact that God spoke to us and told us to do this. So I don't know why I would be surprised that the enemy's not trying to like throw every wrench he can in the mix. Like, no, you're not going to get this, you know, but we're doing hands to the plow. We're going.
Amen. And you know, if you're out there listening to us online or wherever you are, just give us a like, comment, share, let us know you're out there. But also, if you did hear a couple of extra words on the radio, no big deal. You know, we went a little late, but we're still here with you. And it is July 4th tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm excited about our topic.
Yes, I'm excited for our topic too. I think before we get into it though, if you guys could just smash that like, comment, subscribe, make sure you're touching base with us on all the social media avenues that are out right now. I don't even know them all, but Jesse's got the tech everywhere, I promise you.
There's a link on igniteministryglobal.com. Just go to my igniteministryglobal.com. You'll find all the places you can find us and look us up on every podcast. If you're a podcast listener, you know, we're on all the platforms.
Yeah. Amen.
There is apparently another podcast called Can I Get a Witness? We did not know about.
We didn't know about it, but that's...
They were there before us, so we'll give them a shout out.
No, I'm kidding. But I was thinking maybe that we could pray first. You know, 4th of July is tomorrow, and a lot of people are going to be enjoying festivities with one another and maybe getting together with family and maybe probably doing some things that they shouldn't be doing and blowing up some things that they probably shouldn't blow up. And so I was just thinking maybe we could take a moment just to pray for everyone in our cities, that everyone would be safe and that God would be with us in that. So do you care if I start, Jesse?
I would love for you to start. Why don't you do that?
All right. Lord God, I thank you so much for who you are, God. Thank you for being with us. Lord, thank you for giving us visions and dreams, God, and empowering us to walk in your spirit. And God, I just pray that as we celebrate the freedoms we have tomorrow, God, that we first of all thank you for the freedom that you've given us, God. But I pray that you protect each and every person, Lord, that's getting together with family, who's just celebrating this day, God. I pray your protection over each and every one of us. And we just thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. We're talking about freedom.
Well, it's our freedom as a nation. I think as Christians, there's a lot of freedom to be excited about. But our freedom is at stake.
Yeah, it is. It's under attack more so now than it's ever been, you know.
Well, that's because we've been so blessed with a country that has a lot of freedom, because there's many other countries out there that are not like ours.
No.
And they're run by dictators.
Yeah, they are. And they're enslaved and, you know, mistreated and beaten, and they're underground, and, you know, it's really, really quite sad, you know, if you really think about the type of freedoms that we have. We are so blessed. But it's really because of our forefathers that, you know, well, ultimately God instilled all of it in all of us, and we're thankful for our freedom from him. But our forefathers who came over here, they really started that foundation in our country, from, you know, the biblical standpoint from the very beginning. And I know you know a little bit more about this than I do. But
I wish I knew more. I think that's what this podcast today is going to be about, is that we should know more as Christians.
Yeah.
We decided last minute to kind of cover this topic because it is the 4th of July, and we are proud to be Americans. We're proud to really be a part of what God has done through our nation. And I believe that, he's not done. He's not done with us. He's not done with our nation. And it is up to the kingdom of God and those in the kingdom to really give us a hope in this moment. I know the woke agenda is very prevalent. And, I saw a couple posts on Facebook about being woke and being people who read books and things. And if I'm woke, this is, okay, I don't burn books, okay? But there are books that probably should be burnt.
Probably.
You know? I wouldn't say that every book is a healthy book. I mean, we are a Christian podcast. There are people who are Satanists.
Absolutely.
I was sitting next to a woman on a plane who was reading a book on Wicca, mm-hmm. and how to do witchcraft.
Yeah.
Now, is that a book that you think should be in the hands of kids?
No, but I tell you what, you can go to stores. I don't know if I should name drop one of the stores. Should I name drop a store?
I don't know.
I don't know. But there's a particular store, though, that my kids actually really like to go to because it's like a really kind of cheap store. And
yeah, you don't want to be defamation. We can't get a defamation charge on this, no, this podcast. We can't afford it, first off.
No, we can't. But when you go in there, they have like a table and it has like tons and tons of books on it. And you'll find like different little sections and categories of things at this place. And it, like I said, it's a cheap store. So everything is very inexpensive there, but there's a whole huge section all on witchcraft and on, you know,
this isn't the one I was thinking of. It's a cheap store.
It's a cheap store.
Cheaper than Walmart.
Cheaper than Walmart. Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought you were going to a different one.
No, but know? Like a lot of like magic, crystals, tarot card readings, really? And like and all of that. And they even have these ones that are directly like influential for children. So it's like, you know, journals for the young witch's mind and stuff like that. You know, stuff that's directly influencing our youth in that way.
And then you have, you know, movies like, you know, Harry Potter and stuff that talk about witchcraft. But, you know, when the kids think about it, it's all just fun and games and funny. These books are not about being funny and fun and games. This is legit. They believe in what they're doing and they're creating. You know, I was overlooking her shoulder and she's reading it right next to me on the plane. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what does this even say? You know? And one of the things is like,
I would have been like, who's this creepy guy looking over my shoulder?
She had no idea. I was sleeping, you know, I was like kind of peeking up my. So she said in the book it says, and I don't think she was like, it was like an introductory book, so I don't think she was like super into it or anything, but you know, it was like, you need to write down your spells and you need to conjure up these. And I'm thinking, you are playing with demons, people. What is wrong with you? How do you think this is a good idea? And it literally says in the book about playing with demons. Like you're invoking demons.
That's crazy to me.
And I'm thinking, people, how did this sound good to you?
Right.
Like, and I was in the world, you know, but I don't think I would have played with that. Like, I don't think I played with a Ouija board, but I watched a video online not too long ago, you know, because we got this TikTok craziness. And there was literally a lady doing an interview while she's doing a Ouija board, got all creeped out. All of a sudden, her Ouija board just flew out of her hand. And she's like, okay, I'm done, and left. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're done. You just are playing with demons. What is wrong with you? That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I can't say that I didn't ever. One time, I remember one time at a birthday party when I was a kid, I was like, had to have been like maybe 10 or 11 years old. And they had a Ouija board and it was like,
I know some kids who
the fun thing to do. And we, you know, I didn't experience anything crazy. You know, we all kind of laughed about it, like felt like, you know, we knew one of us was moving the thing, you know, and we would like take turns or whatever.
Wait a minute. You actually believed it wasn't a demon?
No, not at that time. I didn't. I was just like, oh, this is some weird game.
So you had weird things happen, but you didn't attribute it to...
No, weird things happen whenever
I
did.
I had some friends when they were little, and they said weird things happen. And so I steered clear. Now, I grew up Catholic.
That was smart.
Yeah, I grew up Catholic, so that wasn't something I was really interested in. I don't know why, but that was, you know, I didn't know Jesus, but I obviously knew enough to say that was bad.
Yeah.
That was a
bad idea.
I don't
think I ever did it again. It was just that one time. Right. But
yet we're conjuring spirits. And so that's what our country, you know, we're talking about freedom today. We want freedom from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us freedom, gives us freedom from sin. And that's one of the things that I think that we wanted to kind of touch on, but not make this a topic of the whole conversation. So maybe we would have titled it just freedom. And we are free, you know, free in the Lord. The Bible says that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial.
True.
I think we have a generation right now that thinks all things that can be good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Bible clearly says that would be the case in these times, you know. I think, though, now with today's generation, they're so... like, they're very spiritual. If you really think about, like, today's young generation, they really are super spiritual. So, like, everything that they kind of cling to is spiritual, whether it's, like, they're into the crystals, which I know crystals got real big there for a little while, like, the healing and all of that. That's all supernatural. Like, they're all reaching for this, like, thing that's going to make them feel complete or give them some kind of feeling of bliss. Like back in our day, whenever I was a teenager, you know what I mean? Like
kids, I knew you were going there.
Kids were just experimenting with other things that was giving them euphoria. But I feel like with today, it is so much more, they're looking so much more in the spiritual. So I feel like things like witchcraft and tarot card readings and even the Ouija boards and the crystals and all of that stuff is, I feel like, more prevalent today, or it's more open in society today because they're looking for spiritual things.
You mentioned crystal meth, and it reminded me.
No, you mentioned crystal.
Okay, you did. We all knew you were talking about. So I had some friends, man. I was hanging out. Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't have any friends that did that.
Realize, but like three of them lived on the block while we lived in the last house. They still live there. Now, granted, they're not hopefully in that game anymore, but they, one of which got really wrapped up into it, and his face is scarred from it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it causes you to do weird things. But he is now serving the Lord and thankful for his freedom from the and victory over all these addictions that he had in his life.
That's amazing.
And it's sad because so many kids in my generation, in being in Port Orange, you think, oh, wow, this is a great neighborhood. It's a great, and we live in that neighborhood, by the way, now.
And I love it.
And it's amazing. But people still go through things no matter where you are. It doesn't matter how rich or poor. It doesn't matter, you know, what walk of life. You're going through something together. Whether or not you know it or not, you might be struggling with an addiction in one thing, and somebody's struggling with another thing. But the truth is, it happens to everyone equally. It's not because you're poor or rich or from the wrong side of the tracks or the right side of the tracks.
Could
or
be a
what
pastor's
skin
kid.
Color you
just,
have.
Yeah, none of that even.
A pastor's kid, right?
Yeah.
If you came from a spiritual background or not.
Right.
Some of the non-spiritual backgrounds can become some of the greatest preachers because they can bring people through what they've been through. They understand. You know, I didn't. I had a jaded past. I don't have everything figured out. So tonight was not necessarily about freedom from sin, but freedom in our country, because we are celebrating the 4th of July. That is our independence. And there was a guy out there who did an amazing documentary called Monumental. Kirk Cameron. Come on, shout out to Kirk Cameron.
I wish we had like an applause.
I'll work on that.
Mr. Tech.
But I can do this. Can I get some with me? So, and Kirk Cameron has so many good things going on. If you're not seeing Campfire Revival, he's got the book reading right now with, forget the name of it, Brave Books. And they're book reading in all these libraries across the country, reading godly, kingdom-minded children's books. There's nothing major at play there other than good morals and the love of Jesus. Yeah. And they're bringing...
He just did Homeschool Awakening 2.
Oh, Homeschool
Which
Awakening?
Which is huge in the freedom for parents.
Was that another Kirk Cameron thing?
Mm-hmm. Which is being taught to our kids.
Amen. And later in this, we're going to actually play a little video, a part of Monumental that hopefully will inspire you to go watch it, because it's about an amazing guy, and we're talking about freedom, and they call him Liberty Man.
Yeah.
So don't lose tune, because we're going
to... statue contributed to our forefathers.
Well, it's much more than a statue, but yes, it is the Matrix of Liberty, as the man would say. And so one of the things I've been taking right now is a biblical citizenship class by TPUSA. And I think there's nothing better right now in our country for Christians to do than to get involved in our political, in our, really the core of our civilization conversation.
Right.
You know, if you're not in the conversation and you've backed out, you've let the devil win in that area.
Yes. And I say this all the time because... You know, so many people I talk to and they're like, man, things are so crazy right now. And I just see all these, all of our, the things that we've stood on for so many years get turned and go in the opposite direction. And my question is always like, well, what are you doing? Like the enemy has no authority over us. None whatsoever, unless we give him the authority. And when we be quiet and we say, oh, for the sake of not upsetting someone or for the peace, we'll just let it go. And now we can see today how we've lost a lot of our religious freedoms. And it's because we've sat on our hands and done nothing. And so it is exciting, and I encourage people, and I know you encourage people, obviously, to get more involved in what's happening in our cities, locally, in our towns, in our state, in our country, because if we want to see those freedoms come back, we're going to have to fight for them, because we've Amen. Given them away. And so...
No, don't get accused of, riling people up.
Rile them.
We don't need a coup, okay? That wasn't even right, was it? All right, well,
that's all right. You say it anyways. You think about how things began though in this country though, when the Puritans came over here.
And
you
they did it peacefully. Okay, let me reiterate when I say that. We're not trying to take over by force with physical force, but spiritual force.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the righteous were as bold as a lion, and the wicked flee when no one pursues. So we got to not be the wicked to flee. Do you know the first person who goes to hell is the cowardly? Wow. That's the first thing they name in Revelation.
That gets you in the gut, right?
Yeah, because there's been tons of times I could be saying I was a coward. Now, granted, there's wisdom and there's boldness and there's foolishness and there's, being unmerciful and unkind too. So we got to be careful on the way we do things. And there we've hung out with a few people who are, and I've been one, to be a little over the top zealous and persecute people instead of, and condemn them rather than give them liberty, which is freedom. And we hope to see that change in our culture. We have to be the change.
Yeah. No, we do. Absolutely, we do. Because if we're not going to do it, who else is going to?
Amen.
You know, it's just going to continue. And, you know, it, the other side of the track, though, you know, the opposite side of, you know, Christianity, they say, you know, I don't want to, like, name out too many things, but... On the left side or on the woke side of things, I guess you would say, like, they are fighting. They're fighting
they are
fighting for what they believe is right. And I don't knock them for fighting. You know what? At least they're fighting. And a lot of us are sitting on the sidelines, you know, hoping and wishing that things would change. But yet, you know, you don't see it change because we're not doing anything about it. And that's what I was saying, like, when you go back to the very beginning with our forefathers, like, when schools had first started, you know, the kids were learning how to read the Bible.
Right.
That was what they were learning. They would first learn how to read from the Bible.
The foundation of having church, or, I mean, having school, was from a Christian's perspective. I mean, most colleges, in the beginning of college the, like, making of a college, was a Christian institution.
Yeah, like Harvard, Yale. Yeah, both of those.
Princeton.
Yeah, all three of those were Christian organizations. I mean, there was no separation of church and state. You know, forefathers, they loved, believed, followed, and had faith in Jesus Christ. And it wasn't anything that was hidden. It was what our Constitution was built on.
I cannot believe how long we're already into this, and we haven't even made a couple quotes by the forefathers. Can you just read?
Gosh,
into this. We only got like 20 minutes left.
How does it go so fast?
I don't know. If it's entertaining, just like, comment, and share. We're on WAPN. If you didn't know, WAPN is a local Christian radio station that does talk radio, and it is supported by people like you. So, if you like what you're hearing, let Shelly know. And if you want to embrace the conversation more, go to igniteministryglobal.com and find out where you can find us online. So, well, what did George Washington?
One. Yeah. Okay, here's a George short Washington. One. I'll give you the shortest one by George Washington, because he has another one too. And I'll read that one too if you want. But this says, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." That was George Washington who said that.
Okay, wait. Say that one more time slowly.
It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible.
Govern the world.
Yeah.
Sounds like our first president really believed that Jesus was the way, truth, and life.
The way, the truth, and the life.
I just have to say.
Now, Benjamin Franklin said, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" That's a really good one, too.
Amen.
And that was Benjamin Franklin. So many good ones.
What was the long one?
By George Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll read it. It says, "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion, to the distinguished character of patriot. It should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian." And that was George Washington.
Amen.
Can we read another one?
Yeah.
"Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate its conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. What a utopia, what a paradise this region would be." And that was by John Adams, who was our second president and a signer.
Sounds like the first two presidents were pretty godly men.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what our country was founded on. How about our third president and the signer of the Declaration of Independence as well? God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have revolved their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of people? And these liberties are of the gift of God, that they are not to be violated, but with his wrath. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. That a revolution of the wheel of fortune, a change of situation, is among possible events, that it may become probable by supernatural influence. The Almighty has no attribute which can take side with us in that event. And that was Thomas Jefferson, our third president.
Amen.
And then here's one more, and then we gotta keep going or we'll run out of time.
Actually, no, we want to get to the video, so... I said you were going to read that one and we were going to
I know, but they're also good. One more. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. That was by John Hancock, which was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. So our country was founded on these principles.
Amen.
And we've come so far from it. They fought for these freedoms, for us to have these freedoms, amen. And we've freely given them away.
Right. And so we are at, our freedom is at stake.
Yeah.
We need the freedom that comes only through when we establish everything based upon God's word.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, our forefathers believed it.
Yeah, they did.
You can go back and do study. You can. There is a woke agenda that is saying that that is not true. But I hate to tell you, that is more true than we think. And the Constitution, which has been considered one of the greatest documents to ever have been written, you should go and do a class on biblical citizenship from TPUSA. You should go watch Monumental. And after you watch this short clip or listen to it, you're going to want to watch it. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up a piece from Monumental. Thank you, Kirk Cameron, and I hope you forgive me for playing it without permission. So...
We call him Liberty Man.
Look at this guy, he's a
Liberty
stud.
Hero. Now this guy is not a guy you want to mess with, right? And he's seated in Liberty.
Okay, explain who this guy is. Liberty Man.
Liberty Man, or the Liberty Hero that he represents, is the fruit. He is the result of obeying the matrix of liberty that you see on this monument. And he is seated in Liberty. Now I want you to be careful to notice these details. Notice that he's holding broken chains in his left hand. Notice that he has, where the chains were, bound to his legs. Notice that he is now seated in liberty. He's got that good look on his face like, listen, I'm free, but I'm looking out, defending my liberty, but I'm free. And notice the claw that is on his right shoulder. That claw relates to a skin that goes around to the left here, and you see a lion's head, an entire lion skin that ultimately represented the lion of the English tyrant back in those days.
So he has slain the lion.
He's slain the lion, and that's what it says here on the left. Tyranny is defeated, and you see Liberty Man standing over tyranny with his foot on the chest of tyranny. He's holding tyranny down. And again, the pilgrims won this victory without violence of any kind, except living out God's principles.
You know, one of the things that's striking me is the fact that this is talking about our forefathers, the pilgrims, but this guy is not some wimpish little religious guy. I mean, this guy is a stud, right? Yeah. He's strong, looking out, he has just defeated a beast, and he's got a sword in his hand.
That's right.
And he's here to protect, right?
That's right.
He's here to protect his family and to defend the laws that they have made, and ultimately to defend their values and their character, their faith.
Exactly, exactly.
I love that.
Me too.
And you know, I don't even really like documentaries, but that one, there's like two documentaries that I really actually love, and it's that one, Monumental, and the other one is Star of Bethlehem. So if you don't like documentaries, I'm just telling you right now, those two are amazing. But man, it like makes me want to go there. I want to like go there and actually see it in person.
Me too.
But there's a lot of ways that, you know, people can get involved. I know like some people want to get involved, but they don't know how to. You mentioned TPUSA, getting involved with them. You know, there's also, you know, the Capital Project, which is a really amazing thing also where people can get involved. But we need to start standing up for our freedoms, you know, or we're going to just see it continue to diminish more and more and more. And we want to be able to have those freedoms in our country. You know, ultimately though, it's our freedom in Jesus that is the most important thing. You know, what Jesus did for us that gave us that freedom to come into God's presence, to be forgiven, to love others, to, you know, walk in his peace and walk in his patience, and to ultimately have eternal life, which is the ultimate freedom, to be with him one day. And so, yeah, we just got to get, we got to get involved. We got to start fighting for these freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom for our kids.
Yep.
Like we've got to have freedom for our kids, you know, fighting for what's being taught to our children in the schools. And, you know, we talked with somebody about who is a Christian and they're a teenager, and we had talked with them about like what it looks like, you know, serving God in the schools. And one thing I wanted to ask was like, do you think Christian kids should be in public schools?
Yeah.
You know, and she wholeheartedly, of course, agrees that they do. I think sometimes we want to like shelter our kids so much that we like want to take them out of all of that and kind of keep them in this little bubble. And I think everyone should do whatever God calls them to do. I think, you know, we should seek the Lord on it and the Lord will tell us what to do. Amen. That's what we did with our kids, you know, and I know other people, they homeschool their kids, and that was what God wanted them to do for our kids, for their kids. And, you know, our kids are both in public school. And it's had its ups and it's had its downs. But I think ultimately when our daughter, who is in middle school, which I think middle school is the hardest like age for kids these days, like, you know, elementary school, all, you know, cute little, and they're learning all these fundamental things in high school, you know, but middle school is tough. Like, I think most people will say middle school is tough. So here she is, she's going into seventh grade. And last year, I don't know how many of her friends from school or kids from school that she would invite to her youth group. Like, school became a mission field for her. Like, she was able to be a light in the darkness. Like, and even in elementary school, she was that way. Like, I remember when we started our ministry, we started Ignite, like, she took all of our business cards to school and was, like, handing them out. Oh, you gotta see my parents' ministry. That's what I'm saying. Like, but that is her being a light in a dark place, you know? So, if she wasn't there, it wouldn't have that influence. You know, she's influencing people around her, you know, and she's walking in her freedom to be able to do that, you know. And if I think if we take our always take our kids out, you know, we'll miss out on that, and we'll see a lot more changes happen within the public schools.
Amen.
If we are constantly taking them out as well.
I cannot express how grateful I am that I have kids who want to love Jesus.
Yeah.
And at the age they are, I think even when I think about the one who, you know, has been the most difficult, she in the back of her mind knows Jesus is who he is.
Yeah.
And even if she is in rebellion at some point, we know we've instilled the Bible into her, and she has wanted to do what's right in her life. It points. And so God wants to deliver our kids. And so if we will pray and we'll seek first the kingdom of God, he said, everything shall be added unto you. We got to spend the time with God so that God gets the glory at the end of the day and turns our kids to him. Because what do we tell Abby and JD? It's not us that's getting you to heaven, kids.
That's right.
It's your relationship. It's who you are with Jesus, not who we are with Jesus. And God has to know you and you have to know him. And that's what makes this a beautiful thing. I believe God wants more than ever to see a revival in schools. I think we need to get into schools. I was talking with a person before this who's going to be a future interview, and she was years in the LGBT community and has repented and been delivered and set free by Jesus. And she said, get me into the schools. I would speak at these schools. Well, the school doesn't want to hear it.
Right.
So, you know, that same thing I was talking about at the beginning about being this woke agenda, reading books. Well, it's what books are they allowed to read?
Mm-hmm.
Because how many people are reading the Bible in school?
Right. Right. Well, now you can't even go to like a Barnes and Noble and even buy a Bible.
Really?
So that's, I mean.
You've been told that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Barnes and Noble used to be one of the best places to find
like
good Bibles.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
like
because
where
they had lots of selection.
Yeah.
It's a big bookstore.
Right.
And if you go to like people who are in Monumental, there's one of the guys in Monumental. He has the oldest Bible history, like museum, like. He has Bibles from all generations, and so one of the first Bibles here. Did you know the first Bible printed in the United States, who it was printed by?
Tell me.
United States Congress.
Woo-hoo!
So
That'll tell you something.
Yeah, I mean, you can say our forefathers weren't Christian, but they proved it by their action
and
their word and their deed. And so we have an opportunity. And I believe that we need to be more than ever put out there to do what God wants us to do in the kingdom of God and push back the enemy's ploy in every atmosphere of the world. We cannot stand down and allow our government to fall because we're not supposed to be involved in politics. Church in the state was not necessarily divided. It was, our forefathers believed without moral obligation through religion, you could not sustain a society. You could not sustain government. And perfect government was built upon the Bible.
Right. Yeah. But we all have free will. And we all make the choice. And we've just chose for a long time to, for the sake of what we think is peace, what we think is peace, to let it go. And now is really the time where we really need to be fighting back and pushing back and making the decision to fight for our kids and for their kids and for the future of our country, for those freedom, to get those freedoms back.
Amen.
Yeah.
Maybe. More than ever.
Gives me the chilly willies when I think about it. It's been pretty awesome because I have to say in this last year, I've definitely, like, I had to have my own wake-up call from it. I feel like you've had that wake-up call longer than I have as far as, like, our country and the history of our country and what that looked like in Christianity and biblically.
I have to say it was the movie called Monumental that changed that for me, though.
Right, But for me, because you know, it always takes things a little bit longer for me. I guess maybe I'm more stubborn. I don't really know. But, you know, for me, it wasn't like really awake. It wasn't a real awakening yet for me until we got involved with the Capitol Project this last year.
Yeah, that was
and
pretty awesome.
That was something that was really awesome. And they did a really good job showing us how the governmental working that we have operated and worked in the Bible. And they showed us that, like, this is supposed to go hand in hand.
Amen.
And I don't know what it was, just the way they showed it to me. And it just awoke something in me where I'm like, what in the world? Why am I not Why am I not fighting back?
So if you're listening to this right now and you're feeling like, oh my God, I've been hearing you, Lord, to move me into this arena that I've never been and don't feel like I have any right to be, this is your opportunity that God is calling you. This is your confirmation. God is calling you to do those things you feel uncomfortable doing, because God needs Christians in every walk of life. And we all need the God to do it. And he works through men like you and me. And so if we're humble enough to receive his command, if we're like Ananias and just say, here I am, Lord, send me. I need you. I want you. I need to be in your throne room. And God, we give you all honor and glory. So God, we thank you, Lord, tonight. We just pray, God, that you send the army of God back out, that freedom would reign. God, as the movie Monumental shows us, Liberty Man conquering over tyranny, God, that you, God, would be the conqueror in our nation, in our communities, in our own heart, in our own mind, that you would put to death the things of the flesh and the things of this world. And God, you would raise your kingdom and your banner back again. God, that our country would be united under you, God. Without you, we can be united under nothing, God. We could be divided over everything, God. And so, God, we pray that we will unite and unite the church as we are, God, your people, and as Ignite Ministry Global, we want to be a light and a uniter, God, and an igniter of the faith. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for doing the work in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I wanted to say for all those that are out there listening, who have been very faithfully listening and watching us and tuning in on WAPN, if you guys, you know, missed any of this or there was any
techie
issues, you can always go back and watch it on the replay. You know,
IgniteMinistryGlobal.com. We post it every week on Wednesday.
Yeah. And you can go back and watch all of the episodes on Ignite.
I'll try to post it early, maybe tonight.
Before 4th of July, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And poor Jesse has to work tomorrow.
It's a long day.
Yes, a long day. I will miss him greatly as I eat my cheeseburger with my family. I will miss him very much.
Very little.
And work very little. I'm sorry. I'll have a cheeseburger for you.
Y'all need to pray for me about this tech stuff. I am doing way too many things before we start, and there's no practice on live radio.
But you know what's awesome? God's grace is sufficient. And
and people will forgive me.
And everyone else will forgive you. So it's all good. But we love you guys so much. We're so happy to have you guys be a part of
one of these days. We'll figure it out.
One day. We're so happy to be doing what we're doing. We're just really trying to be obedient, guys, to what God wants us to do. So we thank you for tuning in, being a part. We want you guys to be a part of the conversation. Please make sure that you are commenting or message us. If there is a topic that you want us to talk about, please message that. If you want to add in some details or you want to ask some questions about something, please, please, please message us, comment. If you have a prayer request, we would love to do that and cover you with that as well. We love you guys so Amen. Much. Please make sure you're like, commenting, and subscribing. Share on all social media platforms. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.